Hello, welcome back to another episode of Pastor Vic's Nuggets of Truth. And as always, I want to encourage you to go to my website, which is pastorvic.com, for all kinds of free material that you can use at home or in your ministry. But today we're going to talk about a number of very important principles or concepts in the Bible. And we're going to cover a lot of ground today, but you know, in future weeks, hopefully we'll be able to sort of pull things apart and make things more, spend more time in and talking about some of the details. But again, continuing with our series known as Walking by Faith, this is part three, we realize that faith is required to believe what God says about you. Walking by faith means trusting God completely, even when we don't understand everything. Faith helps us live the way God wants us to. It gives us the strength to do what is right, even when it's hard. Now, this message explains how faith makes us right with God and how it helps us live holy lives, as well as how it changes us to become better people. Faith and doing what's right. Well, first of all, what is faith? Faith means believing in things that we can't see yet. Hebrews 11:1 defines faith as faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's like trusting that the sun will come up tomorrow, even though it's still night. Abraham is a prime example of this kind of faith. He showed strong faith when God promised him a vast family, a large family, even though he and his wife Sarah were barren and very old and did not even have a single child. But Abraham believed God that he would keep his promise, and he was right, because God gave Abraham and Sarah a son. His name was Isaac, and Abraham was about 100 years old. I'll tell you, this is the kind of trust is what God wants from us, that we would trust him in this, no matter what the situation is. You see, this kind of trust is not based on emotions or feelings. It's based on deciding to believe what God says. Once we've made that decision, then we must act or perform according to that decision. A phrase I often use in my own life is the following: I don't want to be a legend in my own mind. This means that I may have noble and courageous thoughts, but if I don't do what God has called me to do, I let God down, let myself down, and of course, let those around me down. Walking by faith produces righteousness in us. Faith is the key to being close to God. For example, in the Bible, we talked about Abraham. Abraham trusted God so much that God said he was righteous, which means he was living the right way. Listen to what Romans 4:3 says. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. So let's see, what did God see in Abraham? Well, Romans 4, beginning in verse 19, begins to tell us what that is. And it says, and not being weak in faith, speaking about Abraham, he did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief or doubt, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he, God, had promised, God was also able to perform. Very simple. Abraham believed what God said, even when it seemed impossible. And because of his faith, God blessed them. We must decide that since we have a God from whom nothing is impossible, and we belong to him, then nothing is impossible for us if God has called us to it. You see, the Lord always equips those whom he calls. Now, being righteous doesn't mean being perfect. It means trusting God and letting him lead us by the Holy Spirit. When we have faith, we follow God's directions and try to make good choices. This makes us more like Jesus, who always did what was right. Now keep this in mind. This is an important point. You are not righteous because you are good. You are righteous because of your faith in Jesus. The cross of Jesus is that public demonstration of God's righteousness. God accounts, or he transfers, the righteousness of Christ to those who will trust in Jesus. And again, I say, we do not become righteous because of our inherent goodness. God sees us as righteous because of our identification by faith with his Son. The Bible teaches that you're justified by faith. This means that God forgives us and sees us as good people because we believe in Jesus. Romans 5:1 says, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This peace comes from knowing that God loves us no matter what. You see, we don't earn God's love by doing good things. Instead, God gives us his love as a gift when we believe in Jesus. Faith is like a bridge that connects us to God. It helps us to feel close to him, and it gives us hope. Now, here are some scriptures that speak to the issue of faith and justification, and I'm just going to recite them. The first one is in Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 16. And Paul writes, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. In other words, it applies to everyone. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just, that's you and I, shall live by faith. Then there's Romans 3:28. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Or is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the God of the Gentiles? And again, the point here is that that he's the God of all people. Since there's only one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. The only way to God is faith in his Son Jesus. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, all of these scriptures talk about our justification and being righteous. Because of our faith in Jesus Christ, we are declared righteous, and the Holy Spirit has enabled us to know what is right and what is wrong. The Holy Spirit living in us is our compass in life. The Word of God, our Bible, is the map. And with the Spirit of God and the Word of God, we can always know what is the right thing to do. Now, again, I want to share some scriptures on righteousness, because there's nothing more powerful than the Word itself. And so in Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 17, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. And then in Romans 3:22, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference. Romans 4:5, but to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. You are declared righteous because of your faith in Jesus Christ. You have been declared justified, the forgiveness of sin, because of your faith in Jesus Christ. And then finally, in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine or truth, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. We need the Word to learn how to walk in righteousness. We're talking about, you know, righteousness and justification. Listen, the Word of God says that you are holy. And God wants us to live a holy life. Now, to be holy doesn't mean that you have to, you know, live in a cave and isolate yourself from the world. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. But to be holy in a scriptural sense, means to be a special, a person set aside and apart for God and His purposes. The Bible says that we should give our lives to God and live in a way that pleases Him. This means making good choices, treating others kindly, and staying away from things that are wrong. Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. God helps us live holy lives through His Spirit. The Bible calls us His temple because the Holy Spirit lives in us and works in our hearts. 1 Corinthians 3:17 states, if anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. That makes sense. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. When we make mistakes, God forgives us when we repent, and He'll help us to do better the next time. Holiness is God's plan for us. Listen to Ephesians 1:4. Just as He chose us in Him, meaning Jesus, before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy without blame before Him in love. And then 2 Timothy 1:9 says, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. See, you're holy, but you are also sanctified and being sanctified. Being means becoming more and more like Jesus, the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Faith helps us to grow and change, and that's what we mean by sanctification, which means becoming more like Jesus. When we believe in Jesus, God starts to change our hearts. As I said before, we learn to love others more, forgive people who hurt us, and make choices that honor God. The Bible says in John 17:17, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is true. This means the Bible helps us grow closer to God, and that's why we need to read it and learn how to live the way He wants us to live. God has also given us the Holy Spirit to guide us. The Holy Spirit is like the teacher who helps us know what is right and gives us the power to do it. Sanctification isn't something that happens all at once. It's a journey, and God is with us every single step of the way. The Apostle Paul gives his personal testimony of when he encountered Jesus on the road to Damascus. And we see this testimony in Acts 26, verse 18. Jesus told Paul to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. 1 Corinthians 6:11 says, and such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. The power of the gospel is that it changes you from the inside out. And that is the meaning of being transformed. And this is what we find in Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to the world. In other words, don't copy the patterns, but be transformed, changed from the inside out by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We begin to think differently because the Holy Spirit reveals the truth in the Bible, and by faith, we now want to please God. Our nature has been changed. We are no longer sinners unable to help ourselves, but our sin nature has been replaced by a nature that is able to be led by the Spirit of God. The Apostle Paul confirms this in Romans chapter 7 when he says that the human nature is weak. And he confesses that when I want to do the right thing, I wind up not doing it. And when I want to avoid doing the wrong thing, it's the very thing I wind up doing. Truly now, haven't we all experienced that? And then Paul says in Romans 7, beginning in verse 24, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of death? It's a cry of desperation. But then 25, verse 25 is the answer when he says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. He is the deliverer. The Bible confirms the wonderful truth that is in Jesus Christ, that there is deliverance. And that's when Paul makes a wonderful statement in Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. You see, the devil will try to use guilt and shame to separate us from the Lord. However, the Lord says that you are not condemned, but that you are free. In John chapter 8, in verses 31, 32, and 36, Jesus says, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And that's what we're called to be. We're called to be disciples of Christ. And then verse 32 says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then 36, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Listen, in conclusion, when you accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, a spiritual transaction took place. And it was because of your faith in God. You are made righteous. That is, you're standing rightly before God. Because of your faith in Jesus, you've been justified and all your sins have been forgiven. Because of your faith in Jesus, God declares that you are holy, which means that you're fit to be used by God. He has a purpose for your life. And finally, because of your faith in Jesus, the Holy Spirit is at work in you, sanctifying you as you are transformed into the image of God's Son, Jesus. Walking by faith is all about trusting God and allowing Him to lead us. Faith makes us right with God, helps us live holy lives, and changes us, as I've said, to be more like Jesus. When we walk by faith, we can feel God's love and share it with others. Faith isn't just believing in God. It's living for Him every day. It's a journey of love, trust, and growth. As we walk by faith, we show the world how great God is and how much He cares for everyone. And so I just want to take a moment to pray for you, Heavenly Father. Just bless every listener or every person watching this podcast. Lord God, that you would just release a fresh anointing upon their lives. Lord, that they would know and understand how deep, how wide your love is for them, and that there is nothing and no one that can separate them from you. And so, Lord, we just ask you to just encourage every person out there. Lord, no matter what they're going through right now, Lord, that you would cause them to be in good health, to cause them to prosper, and Lord, that you would cause them to be restored in their relationships with those that are around them. And so, Lord, we ask you to bless them. In Jesus' name, amen. See you the next time. Look forward to it. Unless otherwise noted, all scripture quotations are from the New King James Version of the Bible. Copyright 1982 by Thomas Nelson. Used by permission, all rights reserved.